Oh, a Chinook?
Like it's just like...
made-up language, like some French, Latin, and Indian, and all that. Mixed.
Oh, that's interesting.
There's a little French, a little English, and a little bit of Indian.
I thought Chinook was a language, you know, an Indian language.
No, it's just made up.
Oh. That's like, interesting.
Like the Klahaya. Okay, it's Haya, right? That's
it's how are you or something like
Haya,
that.
Haya, you know. Klahaya. Okay, how are you? Chilika.
I remember old Father Shrews. He was pretty good at that. My father, you know, he worked with the missionaries, you know, the French missionaries. He understood French, but he couldn't speak it. He understood Latin fluently, but he couldn't speak it. Because he was in a church, you know, he used to interpret the priests.
Oh, yeah.
You know, in church.
Her father, because he could speak different languages, often he'd be in a position where they'd have confessions, you see. He was the intermediator, he was the translator. Because the Indian couldn't speak French and the new priest couldn't speak Indian, so he was in between, so that way he knew all the gossip that was going on. He was innocent, but he, nevertheless, he heard it, so he knew what was going on all over. You didn't get a chance to see that book, The Faith of a Coast Salish Indian. Eh?
Got it.
You got it, eh? Pretty deep reading, eh?
I'm just had a chance to glance over it lightly today. And Diamond Jeunesse.
Oh, yeah.
You knew him quite well, did you?
Yeah. He came to my father and wrote the history of the Coast Salish Indians.
Mostly from the coast.
Down from Yale down.
Well, the Catseys were all around Port Hammond, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Is that where you're from, Port Hammond?
I was born in South Westminster.
Oh,
my parents moved to Catesey, just a mile below Hammond.
Did all the Coast Salish Indians, were they all get along pretty much? I was reading that there were like different tribes
used to... rivalry.
I used to read that, or I was reading that.
They had rivalry, you know, what they call the west coast of Vancouver Island. Indians used to attack the Indians towards springtime, the inner land Indians, you know, for food.
Mm-hmm.
And
also take and wives. And
take away young kids for slaves.
Mm-hmm. That's quite amazing.
But it all ended when the, what do you call, Hudson Bay people came to Langley.
Oh, yeah.
And this time there's about half a dozen big canoes coming up the river that way. And the Indians from around the area went and told somebody in the Langley. They mowed them down with a machine gun. And some of them got away. And it was the last time they ever came in the Fraser River attack.
Really? With a machine gun? I wonder where they got the machine gun. Hey, Amanda, do you know where they might have got that machine gun?
Oh, they had their skirmish around the all over the world.
Yeah, right. So it was mostly like Kwaikutl Indians that used to come down and raid around on the Coast Salish, is that it? But the Salish Indians themselves didn't go over to the island and raid? No, eh?
Long time ago, in a way, they didn't know anything about gold before the Europeans came.
Maybe we should have the coffee, Don, if you're...
Yeah, I think
just give
it's
us
ready.
Time.